Welcome to the world of Shabbos Reimagined. My name is Reuven Brand, and I am delighted to welcome you on this learning journey as we explore fascinating, inspiring, and incredible dimensions of the gift that is Shabbos. Let's get started. There is an old rumor that women do not drink from the cup of the Havdalah wine because they're going to grow unwanted facial hair. Now, this rumor, like many other old wives' tales in Judaism, is not true, but the practice that women have that many do not drink from the cup of Havdalah is true, and the question is, why? So perhaps there are two different ways of thinking about this issue, one from a more Kabbalistic perspective and the other from a halachic perspective. The Magen Avraham, the classic commentary on the Shulchan Aruch from the 17th century, Rav Avram Abel Gombiner, he quotes a tradition that in the name of the Shalah, the Shnei Luchos HaBris, a Kabbalistic reason, that women do not drink the cup of wine from Havdalah because wine is associated, according to one tradition in the Medrash, with the chet of the Eitz Hadas. According to one opinion in the Gemara, the tree of the forbidden fruit in the time of Gan Eden was, in fact, actually a vineyard. It was grapes, and wine was what Chava had given Adam on Erev Shabbos. And that distinction, that Tov and Ra, which is being blurred, that's something that we don't want to reconnect with for women because they were the source, so to speak, according to this tradition, of the downfall of man, of that Havdalah being ruined. And therefore, and Motzoi Shabbos, we don't want to associate the women with the cup of the wine of Havdalah. That's one approach, and there's a similar idea in the Sefer, the Big Day Yesha from the 18th century about connecting women with the return to Malacha on Saturday night, the work that we need to do, which perhaps also is a consequence of that first chet of the Eitz Hadas that was given to Adam by Chava. So that's a more Kabbalistic approach. But there's a second approach, a halachic approach, that relates to this question about whether or not women drink from the kos, the cup of Havdalah, from that wine. And that's actually predicated on the whole question of what is the nature of the obligation of Havdalah in the first place. And that's going to determine whether or not, number one, women are obligated in Havdalah in the first place. And number two, whether or not, even if they are going to recite Havdalah or hear the brachos of Havdalah, whether they're going to drink from the cup. So the Rambam's opinion in the beginning of the 29th chapter of Hilchos Shabbos is that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa, a biblical commandment, according to the Torah, lekadesh es yom haShabbos bidvarim, to sanctify the Sabbath day with words, based on the pasuk zachor es yom haShabbos lekadesho. And the Rambam understands the word zachor, to remember, as not just to have an awareness in your mind, but it is meant to be translated as lehazkir. Zachreu means to mention, to verbalize, bepeh. And you need to verbalize this acknowledgement of Shabbos, this celebration and this praise, shevach v'kiddush, of the distinctive sanctity of Shabbos, both b'knisaso b'kiddush, in the time when it enters with the recitation of Kiddush, and b'yitziyaso, and when Shabbos exits b'havdalah, with Havdalah. So according to the Rambam, there's one mitzvah of zechira, that remembrance, that acknowledgement, that verbal declaration is a bookend. It's on the front end at the beginning of Shabbos with Kiddush and at the back end with Havdalah. Biblically, it can be accomplished verbally without a cup, but rabbinically, we add a cup both to the Kiddush and to the Havdalah. That is one mitzvah. And if that is the one mitzvah, just as the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that women are obligated in Kiddush because Kiddush, Zachor, is connected to Shamar, which is the negative commandments, the restrictions of Shabbos, and just like women are obligated in almost all restrictions, Los Aseis, so since they're obligated in the Los Aseis of Shamar, they're also obligated, they are required to fulfill the Zachor, because Zachor and Shamar are connected in the Aseres Hadibros and the Ten Commandments, so too women are obligated in Zachor, and if they're obligated in Zachor and they're obligated biblically in Kiddush, they're also going to be obligated in Havdalah. So according to that, women are just as obligated as men. They have the same level of obligation in Kiddush and in Havdalah, both biblically and rabbinically. And that makes sense according to the Rambam that it's all one large mitzvah of Zachor. However, the Meiri and other commentaries there on the Gemara in Brachos that discusses the discussion about Kiddush for women, the Meiri notes that there are many Rishonim who believe against the Rambam that there is no biblical mitzvah of Havdalah. Well, where is this found? What would be the origin of this? Why should that be? So perhaps if you look in the Ramban, Nachmanides' commentary on the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro, the Ramban suggests that, yes, of course there's a mitzvah of Zachor, of remembering, but that mitzvah, that has many different facets that take place during the week. Remembering Shabbos on Sunday when we say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Today's the first day counting toward Shabbos. But on Shabbos, the mitzvah is focused primarily on the word Lekadosho, to sanctify it. The mitzvah is Zachar Simcha Shabbos Lekadosho, sanctify Shabbos as it begins, just like the Ramban says, we as a Beis Din, as rabbinic court, as a community, sanctify Rosh Chodesh and Yovel. So just like the Beis Din has to endow the new moon, the new month, the Rosh Chodesh, with the sanctity and the status of being Rosh Chodesh, so too we have to endow Shabbos with the sanctity and the status of being Shabbos when it enters. Now, the Ramban is going to have to explain, of course, how even though we know the Gemara tells us that Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos, comes from Hashem, it is Kviyah V'Kaima, it's fixed. But somehow, according to the Ramban, we are adding some element of Kedusha to Shabbos. Well, if that's the case, then the Kedusha only makes sense for us to add it at the beginning. There's no addition of Kedusha when we transition out of Shabbos, and therefore, according to the Ramban, Havdalah is only going to be Midrabanan. Ah, if according to the Ramban, Havdalah is Midrabanan, so perhaps, if that's the case, then women are also only going to be obligated, and maybe their obligation is even going to be more limited. So, says the Or Chaim from Rabbi Aaron HaKohen of Lunil from the 13th century, he says that Nashim Ein Mavdilos Liatzman, that women do hear Havdalah, but they shouldn't recite Havdalah by themselves. And this is quoted by the Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserles, the classic posik for Ashkenazi Jews in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Tzadivav Seif Ches. So why should it be that women should not recite Havdalah for themselves? Well, it's possible, says some of the later commentaries, that what the Ramban, the Or Chaim, and others are saying is that it's true that women are obligated midrabanan, but they're only obligated rabbinically to hear Havdalah, because the institution of Havdalah is not connected, so to speak, with Shabbos per se. It's not Zachar v'Shamar. And if women were to recite Havdalah by themselves, well, they would be reciting a bracha that is not obligatory for them. Now, some will answer, yeah, but for Ashkenazi Jews, many women follow the Ashkenazi tradition that they recite a bracha on mitzvos that they're not obligated in also. That would be like taking the four species, the Dalet Minim. Ashkenazi women, they take the four Minim and they recite a bracha. So there are those who disagree with the Ramah. But those who follow the Ramah's explanation is that, yeah, maybe they can make a bracha on a mitzvah that they are fulfilling that is relevant to them. However, you could argue, especially the bracha of Bori Ma'ori Ha'esh, that's not something that is obligatory. That's part of Havdalah. It's not even something that they should be volunteering to do, because it's not inherently a Kiyam HaMitzvah. So the counterpoint to this, Ramah, is to say, no, we totally don't agree with this. We think that, number one, either the Rambam is correct and that the women are obligated equally. Or even if you don't follow the Rambam, even if you follow the opinion that Havdalah is only Midrabanan, we could argue, no, that's not true, Ramah. Women can make Havdalah for themselves because they have the same level of obligation as men. But there is this opinion out there that women should not recite Havdalah for themselves and that men should recite it on their behalf. Ultimately, this question, as you can tell by now, comes down to the fundamental issue, first and foremost, as to whether or not Havdalah is part of the mitzvah of Zechira. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Zechira, of mentioning the sanctity of Shabbos, includes Kiddush and Havdalah, whereas according to the Ramban and others, it does not. And once you say that Havdalah is different, that's going to leave open the possibility that Havdalah is not going to apply to women to the same extent. That's going to open the door for the possibility that the Ramah paskins, the Ramah rules, that women do not recite Havdalah for themselves. So now, in addition to the question of whether women or not going to recite Havdalah for themselves, that also brings us to this last point about whether or not women are going to drink from the cup of Havdalah. Because if you say, like the Rambam, that women are equally obligated, so then of course they're going to recite Havdalah and they're going to drink from the Kol Shel Havdalah. But according to the Ramah, and those who think that women are not obligated, then even when they are listening to the Havdalah from a man who has not yet made Havdalah and Shul, according to most poskim, so that he's on the same level of obligation. So according to these poskim, who think that the woman is not obligated, when she hears the initial Bori Pri Hagafen, that's the bracha on the wine. And then all of a sudden, she's answering Amen to a bracha on Besamim. And she's answering Amen to a bracha on the fire. But if she's not obligated, that constitutes a hefsek, an interposition, an interruption between the bracha and the Bori Pri Hagafen and the drinking. And I heard this from Harav Shechter, Shlita Moriv Rabbi, Rav Herschel Shechter. It also appears in the Tshuvas of the Har Tzvi. They both, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Lahavda Ben Chaim L'Chaim Rav Shechter, they both quote this idea from Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, who says that the reason, according to the halacha, that many women have the practice not to drink from the cup of wine of Havdalah is because they are concerned. They want to be stringent to fulfill the opinion that women are not obligated in Havdalah, and therefore it might be an interposition between the Bori Pri Hagafen that they heard and the wine that they're drinking. However, halacha l'maisa, bottom line, Rav Avad Yosef Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, and the contemporary posik, Rev Melamed in the Panini Halacha, and many other poskim, they disagree with the Mishnah Berurah, and they say that every bracha, including the bracha on the Nair, can be recited by a woman who is reciting Havdalah by herself. So if a woman is alone, or it's a group of women, according to the generally accepted approach, they would recite Havdalah as it would be done regularly by a man, and they will drink the cup. They don't have to worry about facial hair. It's possible that that rumor started because in Europe, Rabbi Dr. Ari Zivotofsky points out in an article, many people in Europe didn't have access to wine. They had beer, and there's a Gemara that has a comment about associating drinking beer with facial hair. But the real reason why women do not drink from the Kol Shel Havdalah is either because of the Kabbalah that the Magen Avraham quotes according to this mystical tradition connecting Chava and the Eitz Hadas, or because of the halacha that the women are concerned that maybe there's an interposition between the recitation of the Bori Pri Hagafen and the drinking of the wine. But halacha l'maisa, women, yes, they are obligated in Havdalah. Yes, if they are alone, they recite the Havdalah by themselves. Yes, most poskim say they say all of the brachos and the standard Havdalah. And yes, they do drink for the kos of Havdalah. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to learning with you next week. For more amazing Torah opportunities, please check out our YU Torah Mitzion Kollel of Chicago's website, www.torahchicago.org.